This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The first Friday of every month, including the Friday a couple of days from now, we get something called the Monthly Jobs Report. Maybe you're familiar with it. The Bureau of Labor Statistics gets the data for that report by asking, by talking to people and to businesses about whether people have jobs, whether companies added jobs, how many hours people are working. There's a whole long list of questions, as you might well imagine. And that report, which is officially called the Employment Situation Summary, gets factored into economic policy decisions. It gets factored into what businesses do or don't do, and also how people are feeling about the economy. One problem, though, is the people who don't get talked to, American Indian and Alaska Native people in particular. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that story.
One person whose employment situation won't figure into Friday's jobs report is Stephanie Sosi of Salie, Arizona. In early 2020, she was working towards a bachelor's degree and, she hoped, a higher paycheck than she'd been earning as a home health aide. But when COVID reached the Navajo Nation, all that took a backseat to her two high schoolers' education.
So I figured, you know, I'd be able to get online the same time my kids are online. It was not the case. Having two people already on virtual learning was taking up a lot of the broadband in our home.
She left school with plans to re-enroll after her daughter graduated. But then Sosi's grandmother got the virus and didn't survive.
It has been very hard.
Her grandmother's death meant a reshuffling of family caretaking responsibilities.
And me being the eldest granddaughter of my family, now I have to manage not just my own life and my own home, but I have to do the same for my aunts and my uncles, you know, to be that person.
For most of the pandemic, Sosi's professional goals have been on hold. Same with Dean Wallowingbull of Lame Deer, Montana, another person the BLS hasn't heard from, and a COVID long hauler.
I had a persistent cough for about 6 months, and it caused me to have anxiety and brain fog, and then my grip got messed up on my hands. It's just not coming back fully, my grip.
Wallowing Bull says those lingering symptoms have kept him out of construction work for nearly 2 years. Without good data, it's hard to quantify the pandemic's toll on the Indigenous workforce. But that erasure is nothing new.
It creates the situation of a data desert in Indian country.
Casey Lozar is with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis and a citizen of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. He says Native people are hard to capture in big national surveys. That's because of their small share of the population and other factors like sparse broadband access on rural reservations. But if decision makers aren't aware of economic problems, that makes it pretty hard to respond to them.
We don't have the data to make those critical decisions, you know, at the tribal government level, and it doesn't give other policymakers a deep understanding of what's happening in Indian country.
The Minneapolis Fed is working on this. It uses raw data from the BLS to publish its own Native American labor dashboard. Lozar says it's not perfect, but it gives us something to work with. And that something is pretty bleak.
Unemployment rates for American Indian and Alaska Native people are typically around double the national average.
That tracks with what Robert Maxim has found mining other data sets. He's a researcher at Brookings and a citizen of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. When this data goes unanalyzed, Maxim says that obscures the true level of economic stress in some Native communities, especially during this pandemic.
You know, Native Americans had their hours and pay cut, lost their jobs, and lost their health insurance at higher rates than any other ethnic group during COVID-19.
Maxim says the government should be oversampling Native communities in surveys like the one that feeds the jobs report. Whatever it takes to get enough data points to lift Natives out of the other category. Beyond that, he says tribes need a meaningful seat at the table.
I think the U.S. government really needs to do more to actually empower tribes to go collect their own data, leverage it for their own needs, and engage with these tribes on an equal government-to-government basis.
Stephanie Sosi is back in school and on track to graduate soon. And Dean Wallowingbull is ready to venture back into the job market. But they're hitting the same roadblock, a lack of jobs in their tribal communities. Another unique challenge that isn't reflected in the data and won't be part of our monthly national conversation about work. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.